This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. India's increasing coronavirus caseload has made the Asian giant the world's second worst hit country behind the United States. The rise comes as India's efforts to head off economic disaster gain urgency. The Delhi Metro Rapid Transit System resumed operations Monday after 5 months with riders required to wear masks and following other social distancing. Authorities say they have little choice but to reopen the economy despite the rising cases. India's economy has shrunk faster than any other major nations. The health ministry says 4.2 million people have been infected with the virus after adding 90,802 new cases Monday. Globally, more than 883,000 deaths have been recorded from COVID-19, and a new milestone of 27 million infections was reached Sunday and surpassed Monday. Australia announced on Monday it had struck a supply and production agreement with pharmaceutical companies worth 1.7 billion Australian dollars over two potential COVID-19 vaccines. Under that agreement, Britain's University of Oxford, in collaboration with AstraZeneca and Australia's University of Queensland, working with CSL, will provide more than 84.8 million vaccine doses for Australia's 26 million, almost entirely manufactured in the Australian city of Melbourne. Saudi Arabia's King Salman told U.S. President Donald Trump in a phone call Sunday that the kingdom was eager to achieve a fair and permanent solution to the Palestinian issue, which he said was the main starting point of the kingdom's proposed Arab peace initiative. The Arab peace initiative was drawn up by Saudi Arabia, in which Arab nations offered Israel normalized ties in return for a statehood deal with a Palestinian and full Israeli withdrawal from territory captured in 1967. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is talking tough ahead of a crucial round of post-Brexit trade talks with the European Union. He says Britain is prepared to walk away and insist a no-deal exit would be a good outcome for the UK. With talks deadlocked, Johnson says an agreement will only be possible if EU negotiators were prepared to rethink their current positions. The EU, in turn, accuses Britain of failing to take the negotiations seriously. EU and UK negotiators are meeting in London Tuesday for the eighth round of talks since Britain left the now 27-nation bloc on January 31st. The two sides are seeking a new deal on trade, security, and other issues. A powerful typhoon damaged buildings, flooded roads, and knocked out power to thousands of homes in South Korea and the battering southern Japanese islands. Korean forecasters warned of heavy rain and wind as the typhoon made landfall. It's still expected to later weaken to a tropical storm. Cars struggled to navigate flooded roads in coastal cities, and more than 1,600 residents were evacuated due to the possibility of landslides and other concerns. Haishin plowed through Okinawa and other southern Japanese islands over the weekend. One person was lightly injured in Busan, and Japanese officials said at least 38 people were injured, and NHK Public TV said four people were missing. Julian Assange's legal battle to avoid extradition to the United States, where he faces criminal charges over the activities of his WikiLeaks website, continues in a London court this Monday after months of hiatus caused by the coronavirus lockdown. The U.S. authorities accused the Australian-born and 49-year-old Assange of conspiring to hack government computers and violating an espionage law in connection with the colossal release of confidential diplomatic cables by WikiLeaks in 2010 and 2011. Assange is seen by his admirers around the world as a champion of free speech and investigative journalism who exposed abuses of power and other questionable practices by arms of the U.S. government, boldly challenging the global superpower. His critics in Washington and other Western capitals say that by publishing unredacted documents, he recklessly endangered the lives of people in Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan who had assisted Western powers in some way. Feminist groups and family members of missing persons continued to occupy the offices of the National Human Rights Commission Sunday as they called on the government to take more action to combat gender-based violence and locate missing persons. The building was initially occupied by missing persons' family members and advocates Thursday, and on Friday, feminist groups joined in. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.